With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a planned hostage for prisoner swap between Hamas terrorists and Israel has been delayed until at least Friday. No explanation for the delay has been announced. Rob Anders, who's a co-leader for the Hostages and Missing Families Forum, says it's especially important to think about the hostages as families gather for the Thanksgiving holiday.
A time when families should be together. People should be with their loved ones. There are, again, 238 people who people don't know where they are, where they slept last night, where they ate, and will certainly not be around the table.
The agreement will allow 50 of the some 240 hostages kidnapped by Hamas to be released, while it will also see the release of Palestinian prisoners by Israel. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says there is no sign of terrorism in that car crash that killed two people and injured one another in on the Rainbow Bridge from Niagara Falls, New York, into Canada.
All is well. We're investigating. More information could arise, but based on the preliminary investigation, no sign of terrorist involvement in the horrific explosion that occurred here in Western New York.
The incident prompted the closing of the border crossing and three others in the area. The other three later reopened. More than 55 million people are traveling for Thanksgiving. Jeremy Rock, who is taking a train from Indiana through New York to Boston, says it made more sense than flying.
One, it's economical. Two, it's just easier. It's not nearly as physical getting to an airport, you know, super early. And, you know, with a four-hour train ride, it's not bad. You can drink your coffee, you can read a book, and you're there by lunch.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 184 points, the Nasdaq rose 65, the S&P advanced 18, oil down to $77.10 a barrel. This is SRN News. A new tally of how many congregations have left the United Methodist Church.
7,286. That's according to officials with the denomination, and they also report more than 5,200 of those left just this year. The issue, of course, is homosexuality. UMC has been hemorrhaging congregations ever since its leadership decided to embrace same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. Next year, a meeting will be held to work out a formal split in the UMC, but some wonder if it will even be necessary. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians in Sudan continues. Suspected Muslim terrorists set off a bomb in a church in Omdurman this month, caving in the roof and setting a fire. International Christian Concern says the house of worship was nearly 100 years old and was shared by two local communities. A civil war in the country has only made things worse for believers. This is SRN News. A population of super pigs in Canada is threatening to invade the U.S.
States like Minnesota, North Dakota, and Montana are taking steps to stop what could be an invasion of super pigs from across the border in Canada, where the wild animals roam. The super pigs are crossbreeds that combine the survival skills of wild Eurasian boar with the size and high fertility of domestic swine. Professor Ryan Brook, an expert, calls them the most invasive animal on the planet and an ecological train wreck. They eat anything, tear up land, spread disease, and reproduce quickly. I'm Julie Walker.
Consumers are expected to use buy now, pay later payment plans heavily this holiday season, a forecast that bodes well for retailers, but has credit experts sounding alarm bells. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.